Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Well, Mayor, the Mason City Commission holding its monthly session last night, and things go well?
Yes, sir, it did. It was kind of a long agenda, but we kept it moving and got quite a bit accomplished last night.
Okay. The first item was?
We started off with awarding a contract to a company called Public Management that would assist us in requesting some grant funds to help pay for what we've discovered are going to be some increased costs to our lift station project. Now, this is a project that's designed to keep our sewer system reliable so that we don't have to take it down for maintenance. And so it's that project, which we've been planning for some time. But over the past year, with all the increase of costs of materials due to COVID, We were kind of getting ready to begin this project, discovered that it was going to cost us more than we had originally counted on. And fortunately, John Palacio and some representatives from this public management kind of had their eyes open and discovered that there were some funds available that we might be able to get some grant funding and help make up that cost difference. Okay. So we awarded that contract to public management, so now we'll be starting the process of applying for those grants, those grant monies, and hopefully that will come along and we'll be able to absorb the additional cost that way.
Is there a time frame on when all this is going to happen?
There's no guarantee as far as when we'll find out for sure, but we should hopefully by sometime in the summer, and maybe start looking at preparing for the project over the fall. So it won't delay us significantly, and it'll be worth it to get those extra funds so that it doesn't have to come out of our pockets.
Right.
Okay. The next thing we did was, we revisited some issues we've been visiting a couple of times already. There were four proposed ordinances on the agenda. The first one had to do with, The first one had to do with changing the definition in our existing zoning ordinance for the term liquor sales. That term has never really been relevant because we were a dry county. Now that we've had the countywide referendum and Mason is now a wet county, all of a sudden we realize we're going to actually use that clause in our ordinance. And our attorney, our city attorney, recommended that we look at it and make sure it was in the state we wanted it. And essentially all the amendment last night did was say that the term liquor sales is going to mean what the Texas Alcohol and Beverage Code defines liquor sales as. So in other words, Mason is not making up a new definition. We're just referring to existing state law. So it didn't really change anything. It just simply cleaned up our statute so that there's no question as to whether or not we're trying to do something different here than the way it's already defined under state law. So it doesn't change the fact that we're Wet County. It just prepares the city ordinance to be operational under state law. So it was kind of just a bit of cleanup. So we got that done. And then we were looking at some of our zoning ordinances that have been brought to our attention by our new code enforcement officer, because he's been doing a great job in trying to, in the process of trying to enforce some of these, he's brought to our attention that some of our existing ordinances were a bit ambiguous, and he was uncomfortable enforcing them without cleaning up the language. So the three things that were on there was the definition of a kennel, the definition of recreational vehicle, an RV, and also looking at defining a noise nuisance under our animal control ordinance. And so the P&Z examined those, held a public hearing, cleaned the language up a little bit. We looked at it again last night after public hearing and did go with the recommendations from the planning and zoning. So it didn't make radical changes, but it made the verbiage of the ordinance more clear so that our code enforcement officer felt comfortable going about enforcing them. So we got those things done. And then some more housekeeping with regard to preparing for the May election. It was time to appoint the official judges for the election, the persons that are in charge of running the city election. And so we did that. We set it up so that we'll be doing, of course, the early voting and the day of the election voting, May 1st. And so it was basically just a referendum authorizing the city to hire folks to man the election, so to speak.
So how do we turn out with candidates for the election?
Good question. Hap Hedges has decided not to run again for his seat. And so we do have two folks that have filed to run for his seat. One is Melanie Eckert, and the other is Nicholas Garish. And so they will be on the ballot for what was Hap Hedges' seat. And then the other seat that was up for re-election is Robin Lee's seat, and he did file for re-election, and he did draw an opponent. Paul Smith will also be on the ballot for that seat. So we do have two contested commission races for May 1st.
All right.
Okay. One other item that we talked about that I do want everybody to know is being discussed and to contribute your thoughts and ideas about had to do with our rate schedule for picking up trash at the curb. Currently, we have one set fee for picking up your trash at the curb, and it doesn't matter whether you've got one trash can or five trash cans, it's costing the same for every citizen. And it's been brought up that that may not be the most cost-effective way for the city to do that, and it may not be fair for one person to have one trash can and somebody to have five, and it costs the same. So no decisions were made last night, but we bantered around the idea of, do we just charge more for a second can? Do we look at the possibility of making it required that you use only a city-issued can rather than the own can, your own cans that you buy at a hardware store, so to speak, and exactly how we balance out those costs. No real decisions were made, so if anybody in any of our citizens have opinions about that, now would be a great time to share your thoughts, because we're going to be doing some research, kind of how is it done in other communities, what is the hard costs to us for the added trash if folks have more than one can. We also realize that our recycling center has backed off significantly in taking recycling, not because we don't want to take recycling, it's just we don't have any place to send it once we get it. So all of those are things that we need to take into consideration as we make this decision. So we welcome some input on that, but over the next couple of months there'll probably be a decision as to how to handle that in the future. And that was about it.
I'll ask the question I ask every month, you know, how's the water project and the landfill project coming along?
Well, good. The landfill is great because we opened last week. We had our grand opening ceremony, which was fun. Threw in our first bag of trash and then opened the next day for the public. Mm-hmm. So that is ongoing, and I encourage folks to head out there. I kind of thought it was funny to say, but it's beautiful out there. I mean, it's not something you would normally describe as beautiful, but it really does look nice out there, and it's something I think we as a community can all be very proud of. So that's a big task to have behind us, and we're thankful for that. The water project, we've made some progress there. Rainy Street, which of course is a main thoroughfare, had been blocked off for a number of weeks while that project was ongoing. And that stage of the project is complete, and so Rainy Street is open again, and I know everybody's thankful for that. There's some more behind the scenes going on. The building that will house the HMO system, which is basically the filtration system, that's the next thing that will be going on there on the corner of that's Wheeler and Rainy. And so you'll see construction there. There may occasionally be some street blockages due to that construction, but I don't expect it to be something like what we had of recent, where we'll have the street blocked off for an extended period of time. Once all those things are complete, which I'm not sure what the time frame is on that. I don't have that in my head. But I believe we're expecting to get that done over the summer and fall. There will be a time where once everything is staged, we will have to drain some of our storage tanks in order to tap in and launch the use of this new filtration system. When that gets here, we'll be warning everybody that there'll be a day or two that we won't have as much water reserves as we normally do, and we'll probably be calling on citizens to kind of conserve water for a few days. Not that we're going to run out, but just to be on the safe side. But we're not there yet, and we'll put out a warning about that when we get close to that time. It's a ways off still. Still kind of in the early stages of that. But the good news is, like I said, Rainy Street's wide open again, and makes it easier for those buses to get through there and get the kids to school and that kind of stuff. So Work in progress, but one more phase down.
Okay. Everything else, calm?
As calm as I guess it should be. Mm-hmm. Yes, it seems like life continues and I'm always chasing my tail, but that's okay. Keeps us all busy and happy.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
You bet. It's kind of interesting to me.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.